From PR News in Washington, I'm completing the removal of propaganda signs on both sides of deprived Florida. The American Bar Association has passed a resolution supporting less money for college than ever before in 2003. PR's bad. North and South Korea successfully tested a hotline today aimed at helping to avoid PR News in Washington.
Attention, man. Attention. The following new men report to the dispensary for shots.
You like to laugh, do you? Well, here, see if you think this is funny.
The Sub-Genius Hour of Swatching.
It ain't safe having a crackpot giving orders. About time somebody took over.
Who, for instance?
A very good friend of mine.
Bob, 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 Bob.
Go on, do me in, you bastard cowards. We don't want to live anyway. Not in a stinking water like this.
Oh? And what's so stinking about it?
It's a stinking water because there's no law and order anymore. It's a stinking water because it lets the young get onto the old like you do. Oh, it's no water for an old man any longer. What soft about water is it at all? Men on the moon and men spinning around the earth, and there's not no attention paid to earthly law and order no more. Oh, dear land, I fought for thee and
in the U.S. today, one of every 10 high school seniors uses marijuana daily. 35% of all students use drugs at least once a month.
It isn't all the illicit, illegitimate market that's the problem. We have a panacea in America that there's a pill to solve every problem.
No drugs, now there's help. Introducing the drugs program. You may be eligible for drugs regardless of age or income. It costs to join.
From PR News in Washington, I'm worried about PR News. President Bush is plotting to blow up a mosque and a congressman's office. The White House says 45 elderly disabled people caught fire. The Dow Jones is down 10.364.312.11. Germany's conservative environmentalist Green Christian Social Democrat Party ended coalition talks today with the conservatives of PR News Washington.
By the way, just want to let you know, corrupt. Corruptions. The frickin' American voters.
Free societies do not export terror. Free governments respect the aspirations of their citizens and serve their hopes for a better life. Free nations are peaceful nations. And free nations in the heart of the Middle East will show what is possible to others who want to live in a free society.
Yourself, a chance to relax, touch yourself, a chance to think, and enjoy things that don't cost a cent. It's a nice idea.
evidence indicates that Iraq is reconstituting its nuclear weapons program. Saddam Hussein has held numerous meetings with Iraqi nuclear scientists, a group he calls his nuclear mujahideen, his nuclear holy warriors, facing clear evidence of peril. We cannot wait for the final proof, the smoking gun. It could come in the form of a mushroom cloud. We will continue to hunt down the enemy before he can strike. We will continue to hunt down the enemy before he can strike.
Funny. That's not funny, you guys.
It's funny as it needs to be.
There's nothing funny about that.
Unfortunately, there's nothing funny about anything right now.
Friends, that last little collage there was by the great Joe. He calls himself Joe this year. I think he's really Atom Fun Way. But my friends, this Hour of Slack number 1016, besides all that great collage by Norel Pref and the great Fernandinande Lee Murr, friends, we have a live show because we have a live guest, a special guest, yes, a celebrity guest, the man who invented the revolution itself, Saint Paul Krassner, is here in the studio with Lonesome Cowboy Dave and so
unfortunately,
many of us.
He is manacled tonight because he had a previous engagement with the authorities. He tried to bust loose, so to speak, and bit an officer.
Well, Saint Krassner is in Cleveland to do a fundraiser for the good people of Universal Health Care Action Network. In fact, Tuesday night he'll be doing an evening of comedy, and we've been seeing Paul Krasnerian comedy all afternoon, actually, because he's been doing book signings and so forth. And he has a new book out, One Hand Jerking, and it says here that Paul Krasner is the only person in the world ever to win awards from both Playboy for satire and the Feminist Party Media Workshop for journalism. And he's been inducted into the Counterculture Hall of Fame at the Cannabis Cup in Amsterdam, which makes me really jealous. And we got the Upton Sinclair Award from ACLU for dedication of freedom of expression, and the FBI considers him a raving, unconfined nut. And welcome to the Hour of Slack, St. Paul.
Thank you, oh intelligent designer.
You know, I think there's been a kind of an argument going on in the Intelligent Design Committee.
What argument in the committee?
Well, I don't know, but obviously they haven't.
Well, there is bickering over each yeah. one has their own concept.
Well, there are those who think there's an intelligent designer, but there's no warranty.
Well, I had various questions that the subgeniuses.
Wait, there's one more plug.
Oh.
For the Disneyland Memorial Orgy. which was done by Mad Magazine artist Wally Wood in 1967, which I published as a poster, and it's available again. The original was in black and white. Now it's been digitally colored by a former employee of Disney, and that can be gotten via my website, paulkrasner.com, that's with two S's, paulkrasner.com.
Now, and that's a K on the Krass. It's not the way you would expect it to be right. spelled after you've listened to it talk for a while.
More Krass than thou.
This is now these things featured therein are not of the ilk from before of the old realist where Mickey and Minnie are having.
That's it.
No, it's Minnie and Goofy.
Minnie and Goofy
on a cash register.
Oh, that's an ill prescription. I mean.
And Cinderella is being investigated by the prince over in one corner. And
I thought she was being crowned as from the dairy.
There's bestiality era. In that.
Well, Goofy is
Well, no. If it's between two beasts, is it then considered bestiality?
That's right. A centaur and a pan.
Well, a centaur could commit bestiality upon himself.
Yeah, or anything present. No, that
if he applied himself.
Boy, this is getting me hot, friends. And if you take a look at that poster we're talking about, old hippies will remember this poster from head shops, and old perverts will remember it from porno shops. That's where I first saw it.
And they might be the same person.
Yeah, it's great. And you can get a free copy off of the PaulKrasner.com website.
Oh, well, that's the small one.
Paul Krasner has been everywhere and done everything cool and knows everybody cool, especially all the cool dead guys.
Yeah, I'm the last of the Mohicans.
I was thinking, who else is there left? I mean, you knew Lenny Bruce, Ken Kesey, Abbie Hoffman. It's just a tiny handful. I mean,
it's the Krasner curse. You better watch out.
Oh, yeah, the great.
Reverend.
To know him and, is to...
Alfred E. Newman. That was the one that impressed me the most. As I understand it, you lost your cherry to Alfred E. Newman at the Mad Magazine offices.
To him.
With him?
My girlfriend and I was still living with my parents, but I was friends with, and so I had no place to take a girl. I mean, I asked my mother if I wanted to rent an apartment, and she said, why? I said, well, I have no place to be alone with a girl. She said, well, Dad and I will step into the other room. And I said, no, I mean really alone. And she rushed and took a shower. So Bill Gaines, who published Mad, was a friend of mine, and he gave me the key to his office. And so I lost my virginity on the carpet of the office where all of these, the old crypt, the witch, all of these...
The Vault of Horror, where the EC Comics had been dreamed at.
All of them. And there was Alfred E. Newman on the wall, beautifully framed, looking over us. At the moment of climax, near the moment of climax, because I was being very responsible and thought I should get a condom. And I said, we better stop now. She said, no, it's okay. You can do it without worrying. And so I took her at her word, but at the moment of climax, I couldn't resist the punchline to her setup, and simultaneous with my orgasm, I said, what, me worry?
That was your first sexual experience with Alfred E. Newman?
Watching over us, as he had watched over a whole generation.
Well, that's, a very, very good thing to think of, to know that Alfred E. Newman is watching... us all, I suppose, in some strange way.
It gives you such a feeling of security.
That's the original Slack is what me worry. If you would like to transpose inefficiently.
You wouldn't need a Homeland Security Department if you had Alfred E. Newman all over the place.
But don't you think Bush does look a lot like Alfred E. Newman?
I've never seen them together.
That has been pointed out.
Yes, it has been.
And Alfred himself did say nuclear.
When forced.
Does he do that does he act stupid so that the people will think he is one of them, or is that for real? But I mean, we know he's not really a Texan. He's a rich Connecticut kid.
I think you should ask Paul to go for the Karl Rove connection then.
Well, Karl Rove. Then
meaning, you know, how maybe that is the inspiration for their whole unintelligent, stupid design. Their plan, their evil plan.
But Karl Rove was always behind the scenes. He was sort of like a flasher in the park who would jump out from behind the bushes. But in the past few years, his ego has gotten ahead of him, and now he just stands in front of everybody, goes, hey, lady, opening his raincoat.
Yep, and the video cameras, this is, I know a lot of conspiracy theorists are, all jacked up about this and stuff. But all the cameras in Washington, D.C. have him exposing himself in numerous ways.
Well, you know, I think there's a kind of feeling of mass Schadenfreude going on now, that if Karl Rove is indeed indicted, all of us skeptical are going to be saying in unison, the system works.
Oh, God, what a letdown that would be.
Oh, man.
Well, who cares about all these new horrid white men. What about the cool white guys of the past, like Ken Kesey? That guy was one of my heroes. Oh. When I was 17, I read Tom Wolfe's account of the Merry Pranksters escapades, and I honestly thought, I want to be like that when I grow up.
Oh, well, you know, One Hand Jerking is dedicated to Kesey.
Yeah, I noticed that.
He was a good friend and an inspiration. And one of the things he said was, always stay in your own movie. And I like that because people are always trying to get you into their screenplay of life.
It works for me this time.
Oh,
welcome to the Hour of Slack.
Yes. Oh, I'm slacking already.
Yeah. Well, I always, I really am sorry I never got to meet the great Ken Kesey because we would kind of mailed stuff back and forth every now and then. It all seemed so glorious in that Tom Wolfe book, and then when I actually saw the Bus movie, which their kids released, I guess Ken Babbs and Kesey's sons got together and edited all that footage from the bus trip into a really hideous giant home movie.
Well, Kesey and Ken Babbs did the editing, and the kids are selling it now. They're continuing the tradition.
Oh, that explains why it's so insane.
Yes.
Those guys really edited it themselves. I looked at that, and it was like, God, those guys were even more low budget than Church of the Subgenius.
And that's pretty much lowering the bar.
Yeah, that's pretty... Well, you had said... earlier today, when you were talking at the bookstore, that being a satirist is difficult nowadays because reality has outstripped satire half the time.
As a satirist, I would have found it difficult to come up with a notion that the right-wing Christians have done, where they now say that there was a pair of dinosaurs on Noah's Ark. I wouldn't have had the imagination to think of that.
Is that the newest thing in intelligent design, that there was a pair of dinosaurs on the Ark now? That they're accommodating so that they can...
Well, that's common household knowledge.
That there were
There were dinosaurs on there, but one of them was... there were two Tyrannosauruses, and they ate all the other dinosaurs and then starved. At that point, this is one of the things they left out of the Bible, but Noah that basically... tricked. They managed to herd the Tyrannosauruses off into the endless ocean.
Yeah, the religious right
water world
are great spin doctors. You know, who else would think to say that God put fossils on Earth to test people's faith?
Yeah. Well, it's direly tested my faith. seeing fossils everywhere, in fact, in front of me.
The Onion had a great headline, Creationist Museum Acquires 5,000-Year-Old Tyrannosaurus Skeleton.
Very know, little are, Pharaoh's are, crowd.
There are hundreds of churches who claim to have Jesus' foreskin.
Get out of here.
All right, I'll retract that.
The Church of the Subgenius actually does have the foreskin of the current acting Jesus, yes, and I can prove we have video to prove it, not that you want to see
it. I thought you had Petri dish... pieces,
and we're trying to breed new ones. It's too late now. We got the Jesus cells mixed up with the Hitler cells. Nenslow did that.
I think it happened long ago. No.
There was a nice, earnest lady at the Borders today who had a question for you, and her question was, quote, what happened to the left? To which you said something about that a liberal is just a radical with a family.
Yeah, that's an old saying, but it's truer than ever.
I'd never heard it before.
Oh, well, then it's a new saying.
Yeah.
And then I quoted, I was on a TV show, a short-lived TV show called The Conspiracy Zone.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that.
And Ann Coulter was on the panel with me, and during a commercial break, I said to her, you know, I think that the terms liberal and conservative are obsolescent now because there's somebody like Phyllis Schlafly, who was against the ERA, the Equal Rights Amendment for Women, but nevertheless, she is now campaigning against national ID cards. And then there are some liberals who are in very conservative, anti-choice positions. So I said to her, Anne, what do you think would make good substitutes for liberal and conservative? And she replied, how about Americans and cowards?
Jeez.
That Ann Coulter, man.
How dare her speechless.
Refer to herself as a coward after all the posturing and gesturing, you know, and escaping pies she's done over the last few
Well,
minutes.
Actually, she, Ann Coulter and Patrick Buchanan and Rush Limbaugh, among other professional conservatives, are blasting Bush now, their hero, for nominating Harriet Myers for the Supreme Court.
Yeah, she's practically a pinko.
Practically a law student, I think. Yeah.
Practically the cleaning woman in his office.
Right. Yeah, she's never been a judge at all, right?
No, I'm gonna hand out applications to anybody who wants to be on the Supreme Court. So, no experience required.
So now, does Bush have a harem of his many helpmates and wives and maidens and so forth, kind of like a Droopy and Snow White or whatever his name is?
There is Karen Hughes, the speechwriter, who was the first one to try to teach him not to call terrorists folks.
And is she also, Rove is nuclear. Understanding that when you say that way, you automatically win the empathy of millions and zillions of people somewhere in Reds, whatever it is.
Oh, yeah, no, that goes back to your original question of whether he really is as goofy as he seems or whether it's an act to entice other goofies.
Well, speaking of other goofies in a sexual sense, isn't there some sort of pornography ring emanating from the White House press corps or something like that? Or
they have declared war on pornography. You know, they have their priorities straight, by golly.
I'd like to see Ann Coulter and Giuseppe Garibaldi. Yeah, Goofy.
Oh,
Goofy.
Wow!
Get me out of here, coward, you! Yeah, I'd love that.
Well, yeah, how many combinations can we think of with Ann Coulter all dolled up in B&D leather?
Smacking around Mickey Mouse.
Smacking around Rush Limbaugh.
I think she did it with Bill Maher.
Really?
Yeah, that's why he had her on his program all the time.
Cool.
That's the way it would work in the inner circles of whatever it is, political Hollywood, I guess.
Is that why we never made it, Dave?
We never had sex with each other.
Yeah, we never had sex with Bill Maher. I tried to that one time with Ann Coulter, but she blew me off.
I tried with Bill Maher once, too.
Right, and weren't you rejected by Jon Stewart in bed?
Yeah, actually. Every day I'm rejected by Jon Stewart. Oh, well.
We hear about the stuff, too, later, you know, the angry letters and stuff.
I was on Jon Stewart's show before he was famous, when he had the original Jon Stewart show, for the last 3 minutes of the show. I had to explain the Church of the Subgenius in 3 minutes, which all I could really do was just ask him for his watch and then smash it on a table.
Did you do that?
Yeah, I did.
Did you really? And you busted it?
It was, to tell the truth, it was set up. But people believed it. People
oh, he
fell
knows.
For
so
it.
He brought, yeah, he brought yeah. an old, I, ba- an old watch the, that wasn't ticking.
I gave him the watch.
Oh,
is that one?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I feel so disillusioned.
It's always the same watch whenever you see me smash a watch. And it wasn't even my idea. Oh, well. We had to kill a lot of subgeniuses who contributed ideas but then wanted credit.
I remember that. Yeah. What a bloodbath.
Thank God nobody's asked for money. I don't know what we'd do.
What would we do without the lime consignment with all the mass graves? Never mind. Just an errant thought.
Top three reasons. Number three. Number two. And the number one reason?
Right now, get free carpet pads. Pour gas money today. Install a new dirty air filter. Put in a dirty fuel filter. And add a bottle of dirty tank. Throwing money away. Get the gas now.
It's to help the cause, friend.
They're pledging the cause of
casting out the false prophets.
They're pledging to drive to the benefit.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. That's all they have to do. And then you can sit there and watch St. Paul interact with a real live audience, unlike us.
And you can bid on that piece of art, that Disney
that
piece of art.
That filthy piece of art.
Yes.
That I actually abused myself and that piece of art when I was a kid. And not that much of a kid.
Wait a minute. Now,
yeah, it's a line drawing by Wally Wood featuring Disney characters, the most beloved Disney characters in more than compromising positions, sexual positions, in fact.
It was classic. One of my favorite things as a youth. It was hidden under
we'll
desks
see.
And behind the cabinets, but we took it out and laughed and cried. Sorry.
Someday it will be animated. Now, you're going to be in an animated movie, right?
No. It is a documentary being made of about the Yippies and the Chicago conspiracy trial. And they're going to have reenactments originally, but with actors. But then they decided they would have animated scenes. And I've been assigned to write four of them and to do the voiceover for my own cartoon character. I don't know how I'm going to talk. Or like this, or what?
Do it villain style.
Well, I've come for the rent. Yeah, where are the Yippies? What are you going to do about it, buddy? Yeah, I'm going to burn Chicago down, see?
With this new absurdist movement, we shall surely overthrow the capitalist government of America.
Come on, Abby. Come on, Jerry. Let's do it.
That would be the right voice for the wrong people, though. Now, if you wanted to command true respect, you would say,
come on, Abby. Come on, Jerry. Let's go and do it for the people.
That reminds me of somebody. I don't know who.
I don't. It's deep-voiced hero guy. Yeah. With a bazier full of hairs.
You know, eventually there are going to be movies, or at least TV movies, about that stuff. And there'll be some guy that plays you.
That plays me. I wonder who I'd like to play me.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, Tom Cruise. Well, that's who I'm
going
that's
for. Well, he can't because you have a problem with the Scientologists, or they have a problem with you. Didn't they sued you or wanted to sue you
because
you tried to act normal, right?
And Tom Cruise does. You know, he's too busy. He's pregnant now. They're gonna have a baby, which they're gonna name Little E-Meter.
Oh, boy, that looks like the cover of one of those tabloids. I can really see that.
What, a pregnant Tom Cruise?
Yes, with a big smile on his face and that kind of little bit demure, sheepish, and yet very strong
and
look.
And Katie Holmes yelling, push, push. She's just reading off the door, of course.
Except for he's got these huge goofy feet in his stirrups. No. Okay.
Oh, you were talking also earlier today about how you can't threaten the president anymore, even if you're a comedian. But I've actually gotten away with it myself several times.
How do you manage?
Insignificant.
By putting it in quotes, sort of.
Well,
people are always going, what should we do, Reverend Stang? The conspiracy's taking over the whole world. And as we all know, the conspiracy is the conservatives and the liberals are the good guys. So what should we do to be good liberals or whatever? For a long time, I used to say you only had two choices, to flee America, or if you really believe that they're building concentration camps to put ne'er-do-wells and troublemakers in, you can either flee America or kill the evildoers, let's just say. And I would actually outright speak the phrase really loud, and then I'd say, oh, I was just saying that for effect.
Or you could say, kill the president, Roosevelt.
You'd add metaphorically,
but the point,
or
the,
figuratively.
The final punchline was that we had realized there was a third alternative to fleeing America or assassinating somebody, and that was running for office. Run for office yourself.
That's
the answer nobody wants to hear. That's the one that was like, oh, that's not funny. I was hoping you'd say something either funny or something I really wanted to do. But, you know, when you run for office, then the next thing you know, somebody's saying, well, the only thing you can do is flee America or kill that guy that's running for office.
Well,
that would be pretty karmic, wouldn't it?
That's a problem with the revolutions, right? The
what,
minute
karma?
And the worm eating its own shoe.
The noble young revolutionary Stalin wins, he turns into the evil old revolutionary Stalin.
They start looking like Potter.
Fascist,
you know, it's a wonderful life, or
it
Dick switch, Cheney.
But of course, that's the way the fairy tale always ends. Is you have the revolution, but then the revolutionaries turn into something worse than or equal to the guys they overthrew, because all animals are equal and some are more equal than others. And
well, in fact, when I
so
had
forth.
My radio show in San Francisco, and the station manager told me to stop making comments after the news. and to go right into music. So I always told the engineer to play The Who singing, you know, Won't Be Fooled Again. So, and no matter what the news was, it applied.
Well, I'd just like to say that the reason why Dick Cheney is often called Black Dick is not because of the fact, you know, like some WASP gangster thing, like, ah, it's Black Dick, you know. It's, that's what happens to you after consecutive heart attacks with an erection.
Oh, that's another thing I've learned while in Cleveland. I didn't know that. Did you know that
Your penis becomes abstruse or something. I don't know.
If you have a whole bunch of heart attacks, really?
Well, if you have a heart attack while you're having an ejaculation, and the constriction goes backwards, your penis tends to become ossified.
See, that's what I've been trying for.
Like an erectile bone
years.
Or something.
I didn't realize that you could get that done so easily.
Well, it no longer
attack.
Has any sensation to it. It's just like
that's the idea.
Carrying
yeah,
around a scarab
right.
that's been embalmed in something.
Yeah, man. Screw sex.
But you have to give Cheney credit for being a good ventriloquist.
yeah.
Which, that's why he talks out of the side of his mouth like that.
He reminds me of the penguin when he does that.
Well,
so,
yeah,
well,
it's a
okay, now
tomorrow.
How come all the other old-timer revolutionaries are dead and you're not? Doesn't that cast suspicion on you
really?
At this point?
You know, haven't you?
I will reveal my secret. I never take legal drugs.
well, I guess that...
I did about a month ago. I was at a party, and I did take an aspirin. But everybody else was. It was sort of like peer pressure.
yeah, they do that to you a lot in high school, too. You know, the crowd around you at the locker and stuff, and they'll stick an Excedrin in your face. You know, usually the biggest, toughest guys, one is the instigator.
Oh, no. When you get older, it's they're forcing glucosamine and chondroitin
on you.
That's how I got started. Fear group pressure.
Glucosamine.
Oh, I can't. Yeah.
Glucosamine.
Oh, well, you said it, you misunderstood. They said it was good for your joints, and you said, well, okay, let's roll one.
Spurt them on there.
yeah, them was the days. Back when we could still smoke reefers in fired up form before these vaporizer machines.
I've known a lot of people who have to use vaporizers because their lungs are ravaged.
You know what
I'm talking about? It's like the thing, the heat gun blows hot air across the healing herbal mixtures. And so you're not getting this burnt stuff. You're just getting this. It
cuts the interior of the sinus.
It's just not the same.
And you need to do that if you smoke a lot, because people smoke marijuana often just to enhance life and experience. So I will smoke a joint before I go to a movie. It enhances the movie. I'll roll a joint before I have a nice dinner to enhance the taste. I'll roll a joint before making love. I'll roll a joint before listening to music. I even roll a joint in order to enhance the experience of rolling another joint.
Yes. In fact, your hands are numb from twisting joints all day.
I smoke two joints before I smoke two joints, and then I smoke two more. Quote the great Subgenius band Sublime.
I use it to enhance my depression and my negative feelings.
I had to swear off talking about it.
Huh?
I had to just swear off talking about it.
You used to enjoy talking about the experience itself.
Yeah, we used to enjoy demonstrating the experience itself from right here inside this radio studio, but that was years ago.
Yeah,
that was before the man started sniffing our wee-wee every time you try to get a job or, you know, pointing cameras at you everywhere you go.
Different days. I was going to tell Paul that at one time things were just so freewheeling and it was just wonderful back then.
Like, they never gave a pee test on a Friday in the old days.
They come by and congratulate you.
Oh, well, that was a Catholic doctrine that you were allowed to eat meat, but you couldn't
pee it out.
Have, yes, right.
You're a gastric.
I tried to quit peeing, but that's harder than quitting smoking.
Well, that's, you know, in the old confessionals, it's been like 3 years since my last good urination or something like that. And then they'd smack you on the side of the head. Well, I don't know this firsthand, though.
If you read High Times, you see all these full-page ads for ways to beat a drug test. And one of the things they offer is a plastic penis. but the problem is that it's pink. And so there was a guy who was busted in Texas. He was a dark-skinned Mexican. And the DEA guy, looking over his shoulder, noticed that this dark-skinned Mexican man had a pink penis. And that made him slightly suspicious. And then when the spray came out sort of like in a garden rather than in a single stream, it made him even more suspicious. And when the pink penis dropped to the floor, that was the clincher.
He was clued in officially.
Yes.
Something was up.
Had he the heart and mind of like a Dr. Tom DeLay or something, rather than proclaiming he had a false penis, he would have come to his rescue or something like that.
He would, only because he himself is a false penis.
I heard that.
And he identified.
This is rampant in Congress now. False peni, I guess you'd say.
Yeah. Dicks
false
right
organs
and left.
Of any type, you know.
Casting out the false prophets and the limp Richards.
The limp Richards.
Yeah.
They certainly do have a lot of testicles, what they foisted on everyone.
Now, we weren't going to go into that this
show.
We were going to swear off that kind of talk for once.
Oh, then there goes the riddle, then, of what do Lance Armstrong and Hitler have in common?
I don't know. What do Lance Armstrong and Hitler have in common?
Well, they each have only one testicle. Or I should say had, in Hitler's case.
Yes.
Huh. Well,
but I'm sure that...
Hitler did. Tittler and Hojo both had spare testicles that they kept in times of need.
Oh, like a tire, you mean?
Yeah, like a spare.
Is that where my other one went?
Yeah.
Damn!
They thought it was in that little bejeweled case.
Then there was Bill Clinton, who had a piebald penis. Like Michael Jackson.
Is
both of those
really
guys could,
piebald or
they could be
or?
Easily identified by the patterns, the spotted patterns on their tally.
Oh, well, who's that singer that's going to marry Lance Armstrong? I just blocked out
the
her
one
name.
From Montreal.
I forget where she's from. But
the one who sings the spirited songs about all the catastrophes.
Yeah,
what's
well,
your name?
I just remember, which is why she went. She liked Lance. She had that song. Remember, girls want to have one.
What's the difference between Castro and a jockey strap? Castro is a dictator, and I can't say the rest of it on the air.
Isn't this safe harbor time?
And a jock strap is a
penis toter.
Penis toter.
But it's such a thin line between being, you know, even it's not so much the words, it's the meaning of the words. So if you end up causing the listener to form this image in their mind of this actual carrying sack filled
becoming
with
a potato
packages
or something. Yeah.
Of, yeah, well, you know, you're dredging, you're causing them to have these thoughts in their mind,
yeah.
These ugly pictures. And that, in now, this year's FCC rulings, that's worse than just saying the word.
No dredging
although,
up ugly pictures.
After
this time
11 o'clock tonight on the Synesthesia show, you can use the words, but you can't dredge up the images still.
Well, but you know, there are parents now who are naming their kids Scrotum. Scrotum.
And it's not even a joke. Right. It used to be that cruel doctors would name poor people's children with names like urethra and scrotum to make fun of you know, it's kind of
of their social condition. They would name them after an organ and stuff.
So
like
a
my
kid would be 20 years old before she realized that the word urethra was also meant something else.
Well, when my great grandpa stepped off on Ellis Island, they said, "Forget your old name. Your name is now Cootie Pootie Kidney Piddlins." Which and he never had problems anywhere like that, and it was a hard name to keep for so long.
It's a hard name to remember.
Yeah, that's why I couldn't work with it anymore because I forgot what
it's
I said.
It's almost a tongue twister.
And so he changed his last name to Dave. And
no,
he's
changed
always
his
been
name
the Dave
to,
family and
to
and,
Glad Bladder, which is
Glad Bladder.
Glad Bladder, which is
I knew the Glad Bladders. They were a nice family.
In the WASP culture, Glad Bladder is easily just comes out like cheese, you know.
Oh, I only have 2 minutes left here, so what can we do in those 2 minutes to make the world a better
place? 2 minute warning.
To make the world a better place.
No, we're supposed to ask you that.
Yeah.
Mr. Krasner, what should we do to make the world a better place?
As a cultural icon, could we ask you?
Well, I would say that the most important thing in terms of consciousness would be to never bite into a club sandwich before you have removed the toothpick.
Hmm.
And the philosophy can come later, because otherwise you'll have a punctured upper palate, and that doesn't do philosophy any good.
Jeez.
I think he has lots and lots and lots of secrets to the fountain.
I was going to say that was really deep, but it's not at all.
No, it's quite easy.
It's refreshingly shallow.
And then
shallow
there are especially shallow?
No, it's easy for the subgeniuses to understand.
Oh,
don't
well, here's
bite
another
that
one.
Deep
for those,
it was a light dredge.
For those subgeniuses who want to be writers, my advice is avoid cliches like the plague.
That's one cliche to avoid, but what are the...
There are... you know, it's all a mystery to me. I don't understand why we're here, but...
But you're like 72 years old
and
or
I
something,
still
right?
Why the hell are we asking
the,
you as a
the older you get,
the
more mysterious it gets.
Damn! You mean my dad's been obviously faking it this whole time because
faking what?
He tells people that he knows everything worth knowing and that his son, me, I know everything else.
Well, that's kind of a left-handed compliment, isn't it?
Yeah, real left-handed.
Extreme left, you might say.
Anyway, I have had a delightful time being with you guys, and when I come to Cleveland again, I hope I can come here again.
Well, could you please have the answers to the meaning of life next time? You know, I mean,
we did have questions from the subgeniuses of Alt Slack.
I'll answer those questions.
From Reverend New Monet was, how do you get the blood stains out of a lampshade?
Oh, by not getting them in there in the first place.
Okay.
By being very careful.
Well,
the question I would like to ask that Reverend is, how did you get those bloodstains in the lampshade?
Yeah, well, a lot of people want to know that.
Yeah.
The other, Nenslow, the great Nenslow, wanted me to ask you, why don't you kiss my ass, was his question.
Oh, because we want to keep it nice and clean for Christo's next art project of covering asses all over the country.
You know, that's funny you should say that, because I think Christo actually is working with Nenslow on an ass-covering project.
There you go again.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, it's a small world.
But somebody out of college, when I spoke there, asked me to autograph his ass, so I invited him up to the front of the auditorium. He pulled his pants down, I was given a felt-tip pen, and I signed, not my own name, I signed Sirhan. One Sirhan on each butt cheek. I leave you with that visual impression.
Thank you. Can we also say that Paul's new book is on sale at Max Bax on Coventry Road.
That's the best place to pick
right,
it
and
up,
and there's a subtitle. The title is One Hand Jerking, but the subtitle is Reports from an Investigative Satirist.
That says it all, dear friends.
That does indeed.
And now, PR News.
From PR News in Washington, I'm expected to work from home. PR's horse has more.
PR's comprehensive horse.
Iran says it's developing nuclear weapons. President Bush is now offering early morning heart attacks to the leftist communist workers from Eastern European countries. The federal government is now developing nuclear. PR News in Washington.
How long before something?
Instantaneously. You feel like a sugar rush, like a caffeine buzz. Start feeling like you want to start having a caffeine buzz because you have extra sugar. Why we sleep is to rebuild our caffeine system, and it starts helping build the sugar rush system on its own. So after the first day or two, increased like a sugar rush,
right?
Like a caffeine buzz,
right?
And it's increased ever since then. It's been 9 years. So I mean, the longer you use it, the better you feel, the more condition you feel,
right? And it obviously can, in most cases, be corrected.
Lamisil tablets. Get your liver or kidney problems. Get your serious side effects in the liver or serious skin reactions. Ask your doctor about headache, diarrhea, indigestion, and rash. Lamisil. Get your nail infection.
Hi, I'm Charlton Denver.
Lloyd Alvin.
John Bridges.
Eddie Heston.
Speaking for the National Pollution Foundation. Is there anything as marvelous as pollution? The air we breathe.
Help fight our cities.
Come here, please. It gets bigger, and all the time it's growing, it gets bigger. All this for... Hey, why don't you come here, please?
Oh, sure, sure. Touch me.
That's the miracle of pollution.
Better, 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 better for everybody.
In your neighborhood...
Why don't you come here, please? Come here.
Hi, my job is your kids, especially when it comes to drinking. Hosting a drinking party for teens is legal. It's okay to ignore the law. Drinking starts with all of us. provide alcohol to minors.
She got caught up in that revolutionary excitement. Selfish, foul-mouthed young men.
Black.
Ridiculous.
A corrupt government. I think it's senseless to help the victims of a cruel system if you let the system remain cruel.
I'm tempted to grab it.
I don't want my comfort and well-being to depend on somebody else's hardship.
The outmoded racist school system.
Give her a little slack, slack.
Welcome to chaos.
Bump.
Stupid.
The white people got to straighten their own stuff out before they go around helping anybody else.
Bob?
Yeah?
Coming! This is Bob.
Bob.
Wrong. We are the invaders.
Bob and I have been sleeping together for nearly 2 years. Communist turned capitalist. Well, with racism at home and imperialism abroad, anything would be an improvement. American democracy doesn't exist.
Morning, Bob.
You gotta change the system, not the personalities.
Can't believe what I'm seeing on television.
Bob?
Oh, caca!
Support all those who take up the gun against imperialism. Bob? Are you smoking?
Yeah.
Don't you know that stuff's counter-revolutionary? It takes your mind off the work.
Monogamy is a bourgeois trait.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage forces dependency, lies.
That was the last time I saw Bob.
I felt impotent.
The pig state and its corrupt institutions. Strike because your classes are a bore. Strike to show your opposition to the war.
Revolutionary.
Too many of my generation have already sold themselves to the false dreams of status, material wealth, and hypocrisy.
On and off the
dear friends. Hello.
Wow. Sleepmaster.
Hey.
That was. I thought that was a bunch of chipmunks on steroids, and it was Bleepo, wasn't it?
It was Bleepo.
Have you been hearing any radio signals lately where it's seemed to digitally disappear off the air or even go backwards? Now, a live signal, even with a 7-second delay, can't go backwards, can it?
I wouldn't think so.
Well, then what's the problem here? It sounds like a train is rushing through the
studio. I don't know. It's really all funny and like kind of psychedelically broken up.
It's all foobar and fagarji.
Like that.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
And sometimes like spy satellites transmit those signals.
Or sunspots.
And then they speed up and then slow down and they speed up. You know, yeah, sunspots.
Sunspots,
too. Yeah. The circular part is what tears out the average baboon's retina.
I see.
But we're not average baboons, are we?
No.
No, we are not.
We're not.
And you look over there at Stang, what a wonderful figure of a man. Some 7 feet tall, completely covered with green hair. He is no baboon. He is a yeti!
Silverback yeti! Ahuga!
And luckily this one can speak, too, although right now he's fidgeting with his knobs.
I love these knobs. They're so distracting, and they keep me from communicating.
Who is tweaking those knobs?
The knobs do what I want them to. The people are all messy and chaotic and different, and I can't predict them.
The nexus of your mind, the people must be connected to the knobs. That's all you need, Stang.
Yes, if I could connect the people to the knobs, everything would be controlled and neat.
People, people, sure.
Push this button here. Now push this button. Now push this button here.
It's like numbers. They always do the right thing, the thing you expect. Machines, well, they can break down and be a little glitchy. Computers are kind of like horses, but still, they're not as messy as people.
Here is the name, honey. Listen to the music. The machines are taking over, honey.
I wish.
Egan, they are taking over.
Why not? Why, you know, if we can invent a machine that's more intelligent and stronger and better than us, then what are we needed for? Why not just let that evolution take its course?
Let's consider the idea of who's looking at what and the etymology of the old thing. What is meaning? Who needs if there are no, you know, it's like a tree in the forest where there are no elephants. You know what I'm saying, Stang? Who dictates need? Must the machines work for other machines? Who dictates what civilization might be?
The smartest and best. And you can tell who's smartest and best by who makes the most money.
Oh.
So I guess that cuts most of us right out of the picture, and that means we don't have to worry about it, does it? It means we've got slack.
No,
we don't have to worry about saving the world or ending the world because we have slack. Bob will take care of all of that for us.
Yep. It's not a silverback that makes us superior. It's a greenback that makes us superior.
Actually, it's none of those things. It's the mere fact that we see the inherent coolness of the Dobbs head face, the dot pattern of that classic Dobbs head. And the message that Bob imparted. The message that you must repent, quit your job, and slack off while you still know how, because there is truly a conspiracy of the normal people out to sap your abnormality, to water you down, to make you one of them, like them. Do you really want to be like them?
Oh, it's a vast conspiracy, all right. Yeah, they're going in your gazpacho, man.
You really think you can be like them? That's the other thing.
Yeah.
You probably can't anyway.
No.
So why bother? Why even try? Cut yourself some of that legendary slack that Bob's been trying to remind you about. You've had it, remember, before you were born. Just floating in pure slack, but then untimely ripped and belched forth out into this devil's world. It ain't Bob's world.
And slapped on the rear.
Just lifted from your womb like with a pair of hand grenade strapped to it.
It's not fair, but
yes, you're welcome
fairness,
to the world.
You can make fairness
slap
happen, friend. You can make,
rear.
You can force fairness.
There is no justice, but you can create your own fairness.
And you can find it at subgenius.com. And now we must leave because our time is soon up. We were happy to have Paul Krassner as a guest tonight. You know, it's so rare that we allow anybody else in here.
And he was so famous, too, and yet his knuckles drags on the floor like
just
the rest
like
of us.
Just a nose
like
picking.
The rest of us. That's right.
Just pick nose picker like everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, this has been Hour of Slack number 1016, believe it or don't.
You didn't know 1 in 8 babies die, and many face life. But still, your baby was born, and no one knows why. Let's find the answers together.
Bob, hoax me in the eye with love. Think about it. Who was the last guy to say to you these words? Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Who? I say, don't trade Bob for eagle stamps. Bob, coax me in the eye with love. Bob, coax me in the eye with love. Take a rubber chicken to lunch. Fake your orgasms 2 in a row. I say, the ultra bizarre is a belch of the mind. Upchuck Daily. Bob, coax me in the eye with love. The Moonies are groovy, but Bob is Bob. Bob, coax me in the eye with love. Eat your spinach, baby. Eat your spinach, baby. Eat your spinach, baby. Bob, coax me in the eye with love. Take a rubber chicken to lunch. Make your orgasms 2 in a row. The Moonies are groovy, but Bob is Bob. Bob, coax me in the eye with love. Eat your spinach, baby. Eat your spinach, baby. Eat your spinach, baby.
You want to fight? Fight with a bear. Fight with a duck.
Fight with a wrench. You can fight
dust mites.
Discover simple ways to attack. Visit attacks.org.
Because no child should feel a fish.
Today we continue in our profanity that we speak. And then I want to ask you to do one other thing. This might seem a little out of your comfort zone, but it's real simple. Just stand on our heads and quack like ducks.
I mean, duck, yeah. Quack. I mean, duck, yeah. Quack.
Do what I say.
Why? And you know, if you're in love with the duck, who is a society to tell you can't do that?
Stand on our heads and quack like ducks.
Marry a duck. I mean,
duck,
yeah.
Quack.
I mean,
duck,
yeah.
Quack.
Prepare to receive. Well built. Barbara Bush, though maybe we could do with a little more. Laura Bush, in flesh. Tough, hard, messed up president, jerked off and then smacked Laura Bush. They were dogs. Guess what? Yes, 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 yes. You can almost hear a hint of frustration. Pinky messed it up royally. Smacked head. Pinky dug down deep. Look overhead. Why? Wait a minute. I don't want to do that. Guess what? I can't do it. Rise up now. Hard Bush rises up.
In my opinion, would like to have marriage abolished.
From PR News in Washington, I'm struggling to find William Rehnquist on the island of Sumatra. Former Presidents Bill Clinton and George H.W. Bush have crashed into a crowded neighborhood over the weekend. On this Labor Day, some travel organizations are killing at least 143 people. An Indonesian jetliner has launched a nationwide fundraising campaign to assist the people affected by PR News in Washington.